5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You're just like a movie. You're just like a song. When we were young. When we were young.
Yeah.
Blah, blah.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, motherfuckers.
Yo, dog. I'm here, baby.
Baby.
Yo, man, I no longer be Lee in this house.
Who you are?
Yo, you know, you heard about the woke king?
What's the woke king?
You've heard about the woke king.
Yeah, everyone knows about the woke king.
Right.
That means you woke.
I ain't woke.
You are.
I'm slept king.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if you know this or not, but I am the slept king. I'll tell you why. I don't know what's going on. I'm not awakened to or aware of what's going on, and yet I know everything. All right? I sleep. I don't know anything.
Better yet. A slept king is somebody who is not aware of anything but has the most to say.
That's why
he's slept. I don't like the way you said it. The way you said it sounds ignorant. It sounds ignorant.
Ignorant.
Yeah, I don't want to sound ignorant. All right? No, I am the slept king, and listen, guys, I was in Dallas, and I've been on the road, and I just want to say what's up to my peeps in Dallas. You know, I'd never done well in that room.
Ever?
I hadn't played that room in 4 years. And, I decided to try. And, yeah, man, it was good.
Sold out? A
couple of them, three of them.
Woo!
Yeah, and it's all because of TB fans, bro.
They come out.
They came out and supported. And I want to let TB fans know that if you come on a Saturday, I'm not going to come out. You know, people are like, they tweet, come out to take photos or whatever. Mm. I only do that shit on Sundays, the last day. I'll tell you why. Because if I go out on a Saturday, you have people that aren't TB fans and they're like drunk big white people and they'll grab me. Mm-hmm. They'll pick me up with my shirt and lift me up and go, hey man, you're funny, right? And I don't like that. And people get drunk and they manhandle me, and I'm small and frail, like I'm the slept king, you know?
Yeah.
Slept king, they don't, my muscles aren't developed.
let him sleep.
I sleep, my muscles haven't been developed. It's like I've been in a coma.
He needs 8 naps a day.
I need 8 naps a day. So when people manhandle me like that, I get scared, you know? So on Sundays, if you come, then I always go out because it's only one show. And I give everyone hugs and fondle. And dude, I swear to God.
Fondle?
I don't know. I fondle people. But dude, I wanted to say this. Sunday, this guy gave me a DVD. It's in my bag. I got to grab it because he wrote me a letter.
Oh,
Grab it.
And I read it in front of the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And then I nearly broke up. It broke me up. I got to go grab it.
Okay, grab it.
You
grab
keep
it.
Talking. Keep
Were
talking.
You in
also, no, I wasn't in Dallas. For reasons I cannot explain on air. But can we not call ourselves TB? Because that's short for, universally, that's tuberculosis.
I know we had like a whole conversation about this when we first started the podcast. Just make sure we never said we were TB. For that one reason.
TGB? Like something but TB. Because I don't want to be associated to
the TGRBLY.
Yeah.
Okay, Bobby has a DVD.
So this kid, he looked nerdy, he looked skinny. He kind of looked like a meth head, I'll be honest. But you know what I mean? But if I looked in his eyes, there's softness inside his soul.
Mm-hmm.
I can read that as Slap King. And so I'm on stage and he goes, hey, I brought you this DVD, which is one of my favorite movies of all time. It's Troll and Troll 2. Troll 2.
Oh, yes,
but Troll 2, right?
May I borrow that?
Yeah, and he wrote me this. Okay?
Can I read it?
Can I read it? I read this to the audience.
Okay. Bobby, thank you for being an inspiration. From one former addict to another, thanks. Everything you've been through and overcome makes me want to be a better person. You rock. You taught me that it's okay to be weird and to embrace it. Mm. Ryan Russell.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet.
SK.
Damn.
SK all day.
What's SK? Slept King?
Yeah, Slept
King.
How can you...
I mean, it's like it's getting so real. It's too real.
Is this toot your horn episode?
No,
horn
it's not tooting. No, I'm not tooting my fucking horn. I'm not tooting my horn, and that's rude that you would even accuse me of that. What I'm doing is, you know, let me say something right now, okay? Look at my finger right now.
Okay.
Look at my finger right now. Do you see my finger?
Yes.
What you don't see is God's finger touching my finger like this.
Oh.
That's what you don't see.
Like in that painting?
Like in the painting. Like Michelangelo. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. This is what you don't see. Okay. So I don't know if that's bragging, but that's where I'm at as a vessel for the Lord.
Wow. Texas has really changed you.
I'm a Trump supporter now.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I believe. Listen, we got to get the terrorists out. And if we have to vet a little bit, if we have to like put people in like, you know, a little a prison at the airport for a little bit, so be it. That's the price we pay for being Americans. Secondly, we got to put the pipeline down as soon as we can.
Yeah.
Because we got to get all the animals sick. We got to get all the animals sick and we got to wipe out the Indians. We got to wipe out the Indians.
We got to contaminate the water. Yeah.
We
got to
build the fucking wall so that we can, as American taxpayers, spend all our fucking money.
Yeah.
And that wall too, right?
On the wall. It's not going to work. But we have to build it.
Mm-hmm. Because let's definitely dispatch as much money as possible to the wall in while Flint, Michigan can't even drink
And then also,
drink, like,
what I'm
going
to do, I'm doing a special fund to give Steve Bannon, makeup artist.
Oh, wow.
I swear to fucking God, you're not going to get a makeup artist? I mean, you look like, I didn't know that you can get skin aids.
Exclusive skin aids.
He looked like Rock Hudson after he died. I mean, he's trying to win a red dot contest on his face.
I just want to comb.
a red dot contest.
Did you see all the little red dots on his face? Dude, you're on TV. You're like, you're a part of the government now. Get a makeup artist, Steve Bannon.
You heard it from the SK.
SK in the house is saying it.
And Kellyanne Conway needs like a hairbrush or something. Or like a fine tooth comb. Or some fucking pomade. Just like pat it down a little bit.
Yeah.
You have three hairs left. Just like pat it down.
Yeah. She does have three hairs left. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I believe in Trump. I do.
Wow.
Yeah, I went to Texas and it turned me around. Let me see something right now. Okay. I was asleep for a very long time.
I was. Guys,
exactly how long?
Exactly, a long
16
time.
Hours?
16 hours. Ooh. Okay. And I want to say, I was in Texas and this is a guy named, I don't want to name his name, but he runs the improvs out there, a couple of them. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows him in the stand-up comedy universe. And he told me that he voted for Trump. And he was in the car. I almost jumped out of the car. And then we did press, and then we went to a restaurant. And the owner of the restaurant came and sat next to us. Nice man. I'm not kidding you. Beautiful guy. Great restaurant. Great food. Beautiful wife. Beautiful kids. And he, as his kids and everyone walked away from the table, he looked at me and goes, "Hillary's a fucking cunt. I ain't gonna fucking vote for that cunt," right? And I looked in his eyes and I went, "Yeah, that's real."
Slap king.
SK. Did you just do the usual yes, master? Because you were afraid of any type of discussion.
That's a danger, county.
Listen. When you're confronted with something this insane, to me, it's a nightmare, right? I mean, let's be honest. It's crazy. And then when you're confronted with people that voted for him, you start questioning your own, like, sanity, really. Like, am I in an alternative universe? I mean, am I thinking straight?
That's what makes me wonder, too. Why do I feel so correct in my thoughts? I feel so strong. I'm full of conviction about what I think is right and wrong, that it makes me feel funny and strange that someone could have such completely opposing views about humanity, about common decency, or because I'm so, but then again, it's like, you know, what am I a product of? It makes me question really, like, you know, if there even is a fucking right or wrong. I mean, in my head there is.
And it's like, oh yeah, 100%. I felt this. Whatever you just said, I felt the same exact way. Mm-hmm. Everything you just said, okay. But I also thought, you know, these people in the Midwest are so scared of Muslims and so scared of Syrian, you know, refugees coming to this country. But when ISIS ever attacks the United States, it's not the middle of the country. It's New York,
big cities.
It's us.
It's us. LA. Right. And still we're voting for the Democrat. Like, you're not even threatened. No one's going to go to Dallas.
The immigrants don't even go to you. They come to us.
Yeah. Big cities.
And if we're okay with it, maybe you should follow suit.
Well, but when presidents go to Dallas, they get shot in the head.
Oh my lord, whoa. Bobby.
Did that not happen?
It did.
Fact.
Fact. Is that not happen? Slept, king spoke. It happened. Okay?
He just woke everyone.
I just woke everyone up. You know what I mean? He yeah. died there. He got shot in the head. So it's like, who you preaching to? That's all I'm saying. I know we said we were going to talk about politics, but...
But I like that you're admitting that Texas has, like, turned you around and that you're...
I'm a red.
You're a different man.
I'm red.
He's red.
Yeah. He's fully red now.
Because I want to live.
I do. Survivor mode.
I want to survive. I want to
die. Now you just want to go with the grain.
No, I'm not... you know me, man. It's crazy. It really is crazy. When Bannon said, there's too many Asians in Silicon Valley and things like that, and you hear things what? Like
is that a thing yeah, he said?
That's an actual thing he said on his talk show.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's too many Asians in Silicon Valley.
I think he was referring to Indians in particular.
Yeah. What's up?
No, we get everybody from like the IIT that like has a PhD or master's degree from India. It's a brain drain from India. That's the smartest thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a good economy. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, good.
George because is agreeing.
You're agreeing for once.
Well, because you went red, he went blue.
Oh,
no, I always believe this, man.
Are you red or blue? Be real.
He's green.
I know you're pink.
He's orange. He's
pinkish. Yeah.
It's pinkish.
No, man, I'm a libertarian, so I've always been like, I've always believed like something different than everybody else around me. All I know is that, yeah, I'm probably wrong because mm-hmm. everybody else around me believes something different.
Mm-hmm.
So why believe strongly?
But what is the color, though?
Mm-hmm.
Pinkish.
Pinkish.
Ish.
Dark purple. Also, shout out to Fire and the Kid for having me on.
Oh, yeah.
That was a really...
How was that?
It was actually pretty fun, man. It was really fun. And those two guys, we're in the pocket together. And you know what? I trust Brian as a comedy guy.
Yeah.
I mean, we were on Mad together. I mean, he was before me, but I've done stand-up with him. I've been on the road with him. He is one of the funniest human beings off stage too that you'll ever meet. I mean, you can ask anybody. I mean, he rivals
you.
I'm not even close to him funny off stage. That dude is fucking funny.
Very funny.
Yeah, and a nice guy. And Brandon too is a really nice guy, and I needed the help. I think that, you know, doing that podcast is going to help us. And anything that helps us, I'm going to do. And it was a good experience. I love those guys, and I want to thank them. You know, I've been doing a lot of podcasts promoting Tiger Belly. And
here we go.
I want to ask. It's cool.
Again.
No, I'm not asking
2 weeks
again.
In a row. Ask us again.
2 weeks in a row.
Slapkick
is talking.
Oh, he's got a tagline, too. It's just Z's.
Yeah. And look at the finger.
Wait, and then now?
No, he was already there.
Oh,
he's always there.
And you just
the finger is always down from God because
so you have a main,
and he has two hands, right? So one of them is like running the world, and the other one is just to me.
We're Slep King.
Yeah, right. And when I had the time,
day,
I'll touch his finger.
Wow,
right?
He has a main line too.
You have a main line to God, to heaven, right? And God wanted me to ask you guys, what the fuck are you doing
today? You really want to know?
Yeah.
So today, George and I finalized the merch order. Your website went down today, so ooh. I updated it. I called all your features and openers, and I texted them. Now, that's the things we do, the busy work, the ugly stuff, the stuff you don't want to do.
Yeah, because I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
You know, because the Slepkin needs to sleep.
Yeah.
You know? All right, thank you. That's not who I was asking, though.
He's right there towards me.
Yeah, I'm toward flat face.
What did I do today or what?
I want to say this to you, okay? You're a little busybody, are you not?
A little busy.
Yeah. You get in your car, you jet around, you do your little showcases around. And your little improv classes.
A little bit of lift here and there.
Do your lift every once in a while. We're about to make money on this thing, and you can tap into the resources. I already fucking told you that, all right? Because you're part of the family.
Thank you.
Right? But maybe your focus is elsewhere but the podcast. I just need you to get one eye.
My career.
This is your career too.
Yeah, it's part of it.
Yeah, it is a big part of it. Okay.
Okay.
You're being very confrontational.
No, I'm answering your
pushing my buttons.
That's a good question. That's a good question for you.
Yeah.
Is this something that we can consider a career?
It
what
is.
We do?
To me,
podcasters a thing.
To me, t- To me?
Yeah.
It's becoming more real as the days go by. Okay, because I go out there, right, as a journeyman, as a prophet of sorts, right, to touch the people, right? I hug them, cheek to cheek, body to body, energy exchange.
You try to say you're Jesus.
No, I didn't say that. But I do have a line up to somebody.
Okay.
And the line is directed to me, and I'm a vessel.
Dakota Access Pipeline to God.
That's what I would exactly call it. Thank you.
That's exactly what I would say.
And I feel that you're very talented. Look at me right now in my eyes. You're getting fat, but that's fine.
Hey, but I thought you really put a hard sitcom reversal on that one. That
was some multi-cam. You actually lost a little weight since we called you fat.
2 days. Yeah, I started having to lose weight for pilot season. So I'm no carbs again.
Yeah.
Okay, but back to my main question, guys.
Yeah.
When people ask me what I do for a living, since I don't, not nursing anymore, I still say everything but a podcast.
What? You should.
No, you have to say it.
No, I literally say over this, I'm a swim instructor. I do everything that I've ever done except podcasting.
I'm going to say this is that the reason why we have this is because of you. I would not have it without you. I would not even know where to start. You're the one that linked up with George. You're the one that got this fucking flat face in. You're the one that this is your dream really. And
but it's weird to say it really wasn't my dream. I never thought.
I don't know if people want to listen to us talk about us. But that's just sometimes we have to do that. I clean house, and we have to really get things on the table, And this is a government. This is our little politics here, And I'm the Trump in this situation. We know that.
Well, who's I?
Bannon?
No, you're Melania.
Don't say Melania. I can do.
You're Melania. You're definitely Melania.
Why would she be Melania?
Yeah.
Damn it! I want to be more useful.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you're the girl then. What's her name? Kellyanne Conwell.
Okay, I can be Kellyanne Conwell.
You're Steve Bannon. All right? Because of your
blotchy
skin.
And you're Spicer.
Spicer?
Yeah, you're Spicer.
You're Spicer, yeah.
I wanted to be a little son.
Oh, no. You're not that. You're not that cute.
Baron.
Gobi.
No,
yeah. Gobi's Baron.
You're not.
But it's just the last thing I want to say about Trump is it is funny that he's only been in for two weeks.
Yeah.
And it's just so much chaos and fun. It really is. It because I was obsessed with Bush. Like, I was like, even when, he lied to the American people about weapons of mass destruction, we went into Iraq, caused a civil war. And I feel like, I felt like I was the only one. I mean, I'm sure everyone knew about it, but I felt like I was dwelling on it. And I was putting a lot of my attention on it and my feeling. And then when Barack came on, that stopped. For 8 years, I haven't really thought about politics. And then now I'm back in. Like, I'm, obsessed with it. And it's got my – I keep checking the news. And I check his Twitter. He's the first Twitter president. It's great. And it's like you do – what's that one? Trump Regrets?
Trump Regrets.
What's that?
Yeah. It's just the Twitter handle of they just retweet people, Trump voters, who regret
voting for Trump.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah. There's a whole thing on that?
Yeah. It's called Trump Regrets. And a lot of it, though, is fake.
Oh.
I believe a lot of it's fake.
As a lot of those Trump bots were fake, too. I mean.
Ooh, shots fired.
I had to turn my brain off because I had been dwelling on a few things too heavily over the past week. So I took a break and I watched Miss Universe last night.
Yeah. Who won?
Miss France, because she was the only person who actually answered a question.
Yeah.
And then all these Filipinos are kind of ragging on the Philippine contestant because English is not her first language. And she had a translator there, but she instead insisted to answer in English. And oh, my God, I couldn't even look at the TV. I mean, Korea never makes it, so sorry.
Yeah, because we choose a yellow stick figure. is this a yellow stick man up there? I mean, Korea's. Yeah, it's never hot.
Yeah, no. But you guys, can we just find the video of her answering?
Who?
Miss Philippines?
Yeah,
I don't want to
I'm surprised they chose someone that doesn't speak English, so.
No, she is beautiful. That's the thing. It's they always say women empowerment, but it just sometimes doesn't. feel like that when you're watching. I mean, the woman who won Miss Universe, she's in dentistry. You know, these girls do stuff with their lives, but I'm saying like how it's presented, like the optics of it doesn't feel like women empowerment. You know, yeah. it's just a multi-million dollar business, I think, that they just, you know.
But it's also, I'm going to forget it.
No.
What?
I can't say it.
Slup King. Walk us. Walk us all.
I'll say it as the Slup King.
Okay, so it's not Bob. Hey,
yeah, guys. Yeah, I'll say it as the Slup King. I'm Bob. Bobby is one person. Slup King is another one.
Yeah.
How can you vote without seeing the vagina?
You said this the last time.
Slup King. You can't say that, Slup King, Bobby Lee.
If you win and they have a disaster down there, how is that? That's only 90% good.
Slup King. You can't say
Whoops.
That.
You
might be worse than Trump.
Why?
Because even he wouldn't say that.
It's a truism, though.
It's not a truism. No,
wait.
What the
fuck
is wrong with you?
Why are you hitting me?
I hate that you just said that.
All right, but you hit the Slup King, not Bobby. I don't feel anything.
Do you guys want to listen to her answer?
No, but before we do, let's just dwell on this for a second. Just so that I can just get out of the way. And then we can move on with that, okay? Is what was so wrong about what I said?
That we should be judging women by the look of their vagina. Solely women by the look of their vagina.
I didn't say that. Did I say that?
Like, how can you pick a winner?
It's a part of it, right? Even if it's 2% of it, right?
Of the vote, yeah.
Right, so if you're down to two women, they both had pretty good answers. They're both very, very attractive, right? You should have like a deadlock thing. Let's see her vagina. And if one of them's like a flower and tight, and then one of them looks like fucking jazz hands, you go, we're going to do the flower.
Then what would be your three criteria?
Oh, I mean, that's very important.
Okay.
First of all, we have to know what it is. Sometimes you look at a vagina, it doesn't even look like a vagina. So that's already, you're already eliminated.
It's funny that your penis looks like a vagina, though.
That's fine.
He's going to win Miss Universe.
I'm not Mr. Universe. Well, I'm not running for that.
You would be Miss Universe with your vagina is what I'm saying.
I love how you just paused.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't.
You thought about it.
I had to hit her.
Can I play this?
I'll play it.
Okay, here we go.
Wait, stop. They rehired Steve Harvey?
They rehired him? He fucked up last year.
It wasn't actually his fuck up. It wasn't.
It wasn't?
No, he did. Like, the whole story came out.
And also, I have a thing against him, but go ahead.
Yeah, we talked about it.
I know, but fuck it. Let's do it. Go.
Slup King, though.
It's weird that he doesn't find any Asian men, like, what, dateable, but he's in Asia.
I know.
Filipinos are so forgiving. They're like, yeah.
Oh, it's shot in the Philippines?
It's in the Philippines. This is why this makes it more painful, because I wanted her to use... If she just spoke Tagalog, she would have killed it.
Easy.
Yeah, but there's this idea that, oh, if, you know, because Philippines, you know, most people in the Philippines speak English, that she should answer in English, but that's not true. Not everybody has access to private school. Not everybody can think politics and culture in English. Everyone has baseline English back home, but not enough English to discuss politics and culture, you know? It's like very... Anyways, here you go.
Okay.
All right. What is the most significant change you've seen in the world in the last 10 years?
Ano ang pinakamakabuluhang naganap na pangyayari ng isang
mo? Stop.
Pause. Let's talk about the translator for a second.
That can't be any form of language on planet Earth.
Can I just say right now, I hear a lot of Tagalog. That sounded like Bobby's impersonation.
This is what I heard.
Okay, resume.
It's like this. It's like the thing shitting rocks. That's what it sounds like.
All right.
Go ahead. It's a beautiful language.
Hold on. The question was.
Yeah, I already know what the question is.
Okay.
In the last 10 years, what is the most significant change?
Yeah.
Years of being here in the world is that I saw all the people bringing in one event like this in Miss Universe. And it's something big to us that we are one. As one nation, we are all together. Thank you.
Maraming salamat po. Jesus Christ.
So the question was, let me just, I just need to figure this out. Okay. Now I forgot the question.
I know, I was so thrown off by
the answer. Last 10 right. Years.
So in the last 10 years, what is the most significant change you've seen? Mm-hmm. That we are one.
Yeah.
Together.
Together.
In this world.
In this world.
Is basically her answer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's what I want to do. We're going to do, okay, because you're on the spot, right? You have 30 seconds to answer the question. Okay, Bobby, stand over there. You're Miss Philippines, okay? Stand up. Come on. Okay. You got 30 seconds to answer this question. Right. To see
you're
if
gonna
you
give,
do
you're gonna be any question?
Yeah. Nope, I'm going to do the same one. Ready?
No, no, give me a, no, because I already know my, so give me a different, I want to see how I can work under pressure.
Oh.
So right? Like so, a, yeah, because they don't know the answer, right?
Yeah.
So if I've already had thought time okay, to okay, thought, okay. think about the answer, so give me a question.
Okay.
And then maybe I can figure it
we'll
out.
We'll do the final answer of Miss Universe. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Miss Korea.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Name something during the course of your life that you failed at and that you learned from.
When I was 18, I applied for to get a modeling agency, and everybody said that I wasn't tall enough, that I wasn't cute enough. And my figure was too not like a model. So I was gonna quit, but I didn't. I knew that in my dream, I wanted to do this. So I persevered and I took all the, you know, negative energy that people were putting around me. And I said, you know what? I'm a human being. I believe in this. And I did it. And now I'm here.
Wow.
Miss Korea, second Miss question. Korea.
That was pretty good though, right? Yeah.
Hey guys, sorry for the interruption. We had a technical issue and the audio cut out for a bit. The next part picks up on the tail end of a conversation about newspaper clippings from Kalila Swimming Glory Days.
You know, internationally. And at that time, my parents financially weren't doing very well. And that's another one of
Here's another
crying.
One.
And that's what, like, the papers chose to use?
Yeah, let's choose the one that was.
Oh, it also says Kalila shines in U.S. Junior Swim Fest and then a picture of an old picture of me crying. That makes no sense.
Yeah,
a lot,
sides.
A lot rode on more than just winning. So I used to get beat, you know. So it was
oh
like,
my God, Asian parents.
I know Asian parents are really rough.
They're the
man.
Worst.
There's not a moment to like chill and relax. Like it was all work and all grit and all hard work. This is fucking awful. I don't really want to remember it.
And maybe a lot of it has to do with your heart condition. Maybe even. Do you think?
Yeah, I think I wore my body to the ground too early. You know, I'd been doing two-a-days since I was 8 years old, which is like way too young. But at that time, like they didn't know any better, so they're just like, yeah, just make them workhorses.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to have these like traps. Like I swear to God, when I was 10 years old, I had the biggest traps in the world. I looked like a little dude, mm-hmm. just because that's all I did. I woke up at 5 a.m, swam, went straight to school at 7. 7 to 4 p.m. I'd go to school, then to the weight room, then back to the water, come home at 9:30 p.m., do homework, start all over again.
Oh, my God. Imagine that.
Yeah. I'm a pussy. I'm the opposite in competition. I remember a time in when I was 12, I did a martial arts tournament. So we used to have to spar, right?
Yeah.
You used to fight people. Right? Yeah, this guy. I usually don't do well in it. Because I hyperventilate.
Yeah. you panic.
It's not real.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say right now, I was a liar as a child.
Yeah.
I, for some reason, won or by default made it to the championship round. I had to fight a girl named Jackie O'Lane from Alabama, top competitor. I was so scared that after she hit me the first time.
Yeah.
Wait. Stop.
Go ahead.
It's a girl?
They used to mix it at 12 years old.
Yeah.
They used to be boys
you
and girls.
You lost to a girl?
Let's not. Did I lose? Just get ready for
all
this.
All right, let's go.
What happened was I got hit
yeah.
and then point. And that's, you know, they put the flags up. Yeah. It's like the karate tournaments. And then I did not want to feel embarrassed anymore losing to her or just fighting in general.
Yeah.
So what I started doing is when they say fight, I go.
Like you can't breathe.
I can't breathe. And I just fake collapse.
Yeah.
And I remember everyone like surrounding me to stop it. I look at the corner of my eye. It's my mom. My mom goes.
Oh, my God.
Because she knows that I do this all the time on Saturdays during sparring rehearsal.
So what'd you do?
Oh, they just stopped the whole thing. She won.
You're a fucking...
So you pull out. You just...
No.
You don't...
No, stop. Stop. That's the fucking saddest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I know.
That's what you did?
I had to survive.
That's you surviving?
So you had fear of embarrassment.
First of all, I didn't like getting hit.
Yeah, I mean, you're 12.
Oh, my God.
I didn't like getting hit. This girl was very dangerous.
Let me see your
No. This 12-year-old girl
you
was...
You piece of shit.
She's very dangerous. She's from a Christian-based martial arts academy, and they would pray
what
all the...
What are you laughing at about?
You get punched by Jackie Olin. George?
Can you find a photo of her now, or...
Oh, maybe.
Find
she probably...
A photo.
Yeah.
I'm so ashamed. Maybe we should get a different fucking guy. I need to get a different engineer. That's fucking... Well, I want to say this too before I forget. I saw a documentary about Rodrigo and Gabriela.
Mm-hmm.
You know who they are?
I love them.
I don't know.
It's a music.
You don't know
duo.
Who they are? Okay, they're it's a girl and a guy, and they play acoustic guitar. It basically they do some Metallica covers and stuff, but they do just really hypnotic like music. You
they're
know?
Always at the Hollywood Bowl,
and they're huge. And they do all the festivals and stuff, and it's just how they made it, and it's just so it just it makes me feel. I cried when I watched it because these two kids from Mexico City, they at a time in Mexico when they couldn't get a lot of albums because there was like in the 70s or like a boycott, like a government boycott, so they had to smuggle in music. And these kids from like middle class homes, one girl Gabriela who like would borrow somebody's guitar because she wanted to play it so much. And this guy, Rodrigo, who his brother and him played a lot. But and then they two, Gabriela and Rodrigo, met when they were young, like 13, 14 years old. They started a heavy metal band, didn't work out. So they just decided to just play with each other. And they left Mexico and they ended up in, they go, let's just go to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So they were poor, no money. They're in Ireland playing the streets, these two, right? And... But there was somebody else playing in the streets at the same time was Damien Rice.
Oh, I love him.
Okay, so Damien Rice is playing too. So then they leave, right? And they also, when they would play, Damien would just sit there on the street and just watch them play.
Mm-hmm.
And go, oh my God, these guys are so fucking, like everyone did. They went to Denmark for a year to see if they could make it there. But then when they came back to Ireland, Damien Rice had blown up.
Mm.
Yeah, he'd become a big star. In like a year,
yeah.
Or a couple years. And then they were playing, like walking down the street with their guitars, and they ran into Damien Rice. And Damien Rice goes, hey, I don't know how to do an Irish accent, but
try it.
No, I don't want to. Yeah. What? Lucky Charms.
That's like the go to.
You Lucky Charms?
No. So good enough.
They said, hey, open for me. And so they had all like, the music industry of Ireland was there, and these two, obviously, they seized the opportunity and they just fucking rocked the house. And since then, you know, they got signed,
yeah,
and they blew up. But it's like they went from playing basically street to festivals to, I mean, they're just amazing, right? And it just was a really inspiring story when you come from nothing and you really try hard for years, you go to different countries and you start from the ground up. Like being a street performer is so difficult. Like Robin Williams used to do it in the 70s. Chappelle used to do it when he was 17 in New York. It's a hard racket to do to get money from tips, but it's just incredible. And now obviously they're back in Mexico living, they have mansions and they're killing it in life, but, you know, it's just a really good documentary.
Do you think that street performers now could still hit the lottery in that way?
Oh, yeah. You know what it is? Is everyone that saw these two play were like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
So that's the one thing you need.
Undeniable.
Yeah, you got to be good, you know.
Yeah.
Even if you're okay, you could get lucky. But if you're good, like these guys were, like Gabriela... they thought she was playing flamenco, but she was developing her own way of playing guitar. And one of the guys from Testament is a band, right? Like a hard rock band, was saying like, yeah, she was she would play, but also do percussions on her, on the neck and the front of her guitar.
Yeah.
And that no one does that the way she did it. She developed that on her own. So when you're innovating shit, you're a woman with some guy and they practiced all day, every day. It's just amazing. Have you heard them play? They're amazing.
They are amazing.
Oh, my God. But anyway, if you guys want to watch it, it's on iTunes and whatnot, you know?
Plugging these movies. You know, you should do your own
movie reviews.
Oh, yeah, I could. You know what I mean? Give me a movie. I'll review it now.
The Matrix.
Really?
Which one, though?
The first one. 1999.
I give a Matrix, the first one, an A+.
Wow.
For
what? First of all, that you know, I mean, you've seen a million movies do it, but like that camera setup they have where they have that, like, you know, when they go around the body and they freeze and all that, that was the first time they ever did that, really. Right? So that's innovative in that. And conceptually, it's a high concept movie. Imagine watching The Matrix for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know what the fuck is going on, right? And it's the delivery of that idea was almost perfect. And I'm glad Johnny Depp didn't do it. You know, Johnny Depp was offered.
Oh, really?
And Will Smith.
And Will Smith, yeah. Whoa. And they went to, you know, Keanu was the third one. He was perfect for it. He's good in that movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because there's like, he only says a few things throughout Trinity. But that's the whole movie.
I can dodge bullets.
But the dojo scene, the first one, Morpheus, is so good. We've seen Wirework, but we had never seen, I mean, here's where you saw Wirework for the first time, where in an obvious way. Which is in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and The Matrix, right? You saw it in ways that, you know, almost in a fantasy way, where you would float, you know, and things like that. But it works in The Matrix
world
because of the fact that it's in your head, right? But yeah, I give Matrix an A+.
Damn.
The third one is a fucking F. The second one is a C. They should only made
one. The Wachowski, siblings do all three.
Yeah.
Yeah. And their careers they after did. Him.
You know, but they have a series out on Netflix called Sense8, and it's supposed to be pretty good. I've never watched it, but I heard
powers,
it's pretty
good. People with powers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the only movie they made aside from Matrix that was very good is V for Vendetta.
I love it.
Oh, that's
movie.
Them.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Give me another movie.
You, Clara? This is interesting.
Gosh, I don't know.
See a movie, George.
Hold on. Miller's Crossing.
Oh, fuck. Okay. I can't even fuck it. You really want to get deep, huh? Miller's Crossing. Miller's Crossing is, I give that also an A+. Soundtrack alone. Soundtrack is amazing.
Yeah.
And then John Turturro's performance, the best he's ever done. I've never seen Of Night Of.
Yeah.
Right? I doubt. It's even comparatively close to Miller's
Crossing. It's close.
Night Of was great.
Night Of. John Turturro and Night Of is spectacular.
I understand that. He's been spectacular in everything he's done.
Yeah, that's true.
But Miller's Crossing, it's another level of weasel and cowardice and the dimensions of being humble and then also very egotistical. And he runs the gamut in this character. And oh my God, he's amazing.
So A+.
Just the soundtrack and that alone, and then Gabriel. The movie is also, you know, the Coen brothers. A lot of their movies are cartoony in many ways, like Burn the zooms room. and it's very innovative. Even if you see something like Blood Simple, they do a lot of like artsy shit, like bullets and then like light shining through the bullets, you know, holes and stuff like that. I mean. You know, the Coen brothers worked on Evil Dead too.
What's your favorite Coen brothers movie ever?
I think, again, because of the cartoon zaniness of it, is probably Raising Arizona.
I love Raising Arizona.
I mean, just this chase sequence alone of going through the grocery store and the dogs and all that stuff.
Funny.
It's just so fun to watch.
Yeah.
And in a lot of film school, that's what they show, is that movie. That movie is very good. And it's done with such a low budget. And it's very like, oh, I love it. I think Holly Hunter's great in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should do a movie thing, but
I think you should. Because, I mean, our whole house is just full of old movies. You know what movie we started but we haven't finished, but so far it's really good?
No, we're not going to talk about it because we can't even get through the first 10 minutes of it.
We couldn't because you fell asleep. At 5 a.m.
Oh, she fell asleep.
No,
she
fell asleep. I fell asleep because
that's
it
how good
five
it was. She
morning.
Felt like that deep asleep during it.
She slept king it.
Yeah,
she
you slept it. King that through that movie. don't even mention the movie until we see it.
Okay. I will.
Because it'll give it justice. All right.
Fair.
You've never seen any of those movies, right?
My first one ever, and also because it was the first time I saw that actor Javier Bardem, was No Country for Old Men.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, my first time seeing a movie.
Great
like,
movie.
Whoa.
That's also a great introduction to their movies altogether.
But what movie you have to see which is along that same lines, is Blood Simple. Their very first one.
I've never seen it.
Blood Simple is a fucking masterpiece. And it's done with, what, $10?
Really?
I mean, you can tell that it's not, but you can tell that they milk every camera angle and every choice.
Yeah.
It's an amazing fucking movie.
What is your favorite Wes Anderson movie?
Oh, God, that's a tough one. But I would have to say The Royal Tenenbaums.
Is he your favorite director?
I have top tens, and he's in my top ten.
My favorite ever is Life Aquatic. Nothing beats that
because it's
for
water.
Me. Yeah, anything or just like that whole movie from beginning to end is like a dream come true for me on screen.
Yeah,
it makes me so happy. I don't know why.
What's the camp one with Edward Norton?
No, that's Moonlight Kingdom.
That was nice.
It's pretty good. I like
that
it.
One.
Yeah, but he doesn't.
He doesn't see all of it.
I haven't seen all of it.
It's Moonrise Kingdom. Moonrise.
I mean, you know what? You're right. It's 2017. I want to grow. And I want to accept the fact that not everyone's seen everything and that you grew up in a different time period. You know,
you're also 20 years older than
I him. Understand that, but can I just say this? And I've heard that argument many, many, many times. Is that High and Low, Kurosawa's movie, was made in the 50s. I saw it. I wasn't alive then.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just one of those guys that, it's good? Oh, yeah? As a kid, I go, I'll watch it. Because I didn't like, you know, at that time when in the 80s, you saw 16 Candles, which is fun. Mm-hmm. But then you see a fucking long thong on it. You know what I mean? You know.
Yeah, but you're...
Hello, hot stuff, or whatever he says in it. You know what I mean? And then you want to see something... Asians doing cool things.
Yeah.
Looking handsome, you know, solving crimes.
Yeah.
That's all.
But for as much as you know about movies, it really, really surprises me that you know nothing about
any... About Javier Bardem and
no,
all
Spanish
that.
Directors.
Spanish directors.
So you're very kind of...
Is that about
Filipino?
Yeah.
Does he know why he's doing this?
Where we
this?
Are at times?
No. One second.
Where are we at times?
One second.
42.
Because he talks about what a great movie buff he is, right? And he puts us all down if we don't know, like, you know, a single movie. But this is a guy who says he's a self-proclaimed movie buff, that he knows so much more than us, but he can't even name one Pedro Almodovar movie. Just one. Uh-huh. Name one.
It's Butterfly.
Oh, God.
Butterfly People.
Do you see what I'm saying? Pedro Almodovar is one of the most world-renowned directors. You don't need, but you're going to continuously talk about Kurosawa, but you know nothing about...
Okay, I'm going to look up now. You really just pissed me off so bad, really, now. Mm-hmm.
He's going to alert everyone.
No, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say top 20 directors...
Of all time?
Directors of all time. If he's on this list,
yeah.
I will watch every single one of his movies, and okay. I'm going to apologize to you every day for the next year.
Okay. Whoa.
Okay?
Yeah.
Those are high stakes.
Top 20 directors of all time.
Which publication are we going with?
Yeah.
BuzzFeed,
In general. No, not in general. All right.
Let's go Film Comment. I bet he's on there.
Okay, so Film here comic. We go. All right.
Hold on.
IMDb. Is
no,
that cool?
No.
Why not IMDb?
Because you're going to get like
it's very American-centric.
Yeah.
IMDb is too American-centric.
Phil Comet.
The Guardian. The Guardian is good.
Okay, where is it?
40 best directors. We'll
no,
look 20. At the top 20.
I said
I know,
20.
But I'll name the top 20 for you.
All right.
Obviously. David Lynch. Martin Scorsese.
Uh-huh.
Coen Brothers.
I'm here.
Steven Soderbergh.
Yes.
Terrence Malick.
Uh-huh.
Abbas Kiarostami.
Uh-huh.
You don't know him either.
Errol Morris.
Yeah,
yes.
We know Errol Morris. Hayao Miyazaki.
Yes.
David Cronenberg.
Oh, my God. This is not the right list.
Terrence Davis.
There's no way.
Lucas why? Modest.
Because Kurosawa's not even on the top 10.
Oh, name one Wong Kar-wai movie. If you're... Oh, put your
What is happening,
yeah,
guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not listening to this. I don't live in
Hold
this
on.
Land.
If you're such a movie buff and you're Asian, name one Wong Kar-wai movie.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this right now.
Oh, the big guns.
I'm going to say this right now.
Wait,
Kurosawa's not in this list?
He probably is.
He's not on this list.
What I'm saying is,
this is already the wrong list.
Name one Wong Kar-wai movie.
And there's no and
In the Mood for Love, Chungking Express.
Oh, Chungking.
Spike Jonze is on this list, and Kurosawa's not on this list. This is not the right list.
How about of all
Sergio
time?
Leone? What the fuck? What kind of list is this? This is not the list.
I think these people are all still alive.
Yeah, I'm not doing that list.
Okay.
Fuck that list.
Just saying. I'm just calling you out,
hey, Guardian,
Bobby.
I'm doing the ultimate list of all time IMDb. That's what I'm doing. Number one, Steven Spielberg.
IMDb is American,
I don't
though.
Care. Steven Spielberg is a great fucking director.
Yeah, but you're going to miss out on
Martin
all the other...
Martin Scorsese. Alfred Hitchcock.
I'm already
Stanley
agreeing
Kubrick.
This. Yep.
Right? Francis Ford Coppola.
Okay.
Right? Billy Wilder.
Okay.
Woody Allen. Here we go. John Huston. Peter Jackson. Orson Welles.
See, now we need to start getting some
Milos
corners.
Forman. John Ford. David Lean. Ingmar Bergman. I don't know. James
Ingrid
Cameron.
Bergman?
Joel Cohen. Ridley Scott. This is already not Tarantino.
Tim Burton, none of your... No,
Christopher Nolan.
No Bollywood directors?
Okay. This is not George has them.
What I'm saying is, stop sitting on your high horse because you don't know everything, Bobby.
I fucking hate you. Here we go. This is a good one.
Look, he's going to try to still prove us wrong.
I am. I apologize. You know what? I don't know anything. And I was, you know, I was a slept king, but now I'm nothing. Because, you know, I don't rip on Gilbert because out of hate. It's out of growth and love.
Thank you.
But then it's like, you have to tear me down, baby. I don't know Alla Malaparlio. I don't know the other guy. You know, so let's just go to the questions then.
Question?
Yeah. I'm just going to say something.
Go ahead.
Just in general, I'm going to change my ways.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying. And I just want to say, I want you to apologize to me. I need you to apologize for me.
I'm sorry, Bobby.
For what?
For not accepting the growth that you were giving me.
And that's exactly why I am the slap king. Because I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because he didn't even do anything wrong and he apologized. And that makes me the fucking king of
You're
all kings.
You're perpetuating this illness.
I think I'm woke.
Right? Look at me right now, man. Apologize.
Have you saved my number yet?
I won't.
Never.
Apologize for that.
How long it took me.
I'm sorry I'm not worthy of you saving my number, sir.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, bitch.
Fuck you.
All right, go. Give me the question. Don't even do the voice. I'm in such a bad mood now. Don't even do the fucking voice.
I'd have advice of Bobby.
That's great.
All right, I'm going to do this quick. Hey, everybody. I'm a 27-year-old girl who has a crush on a guy. I'm Asian, and he is white. I'm pretty reluctant to date white guys in general, and I would never date a guy with yellow fever. I'm pretty sure he's not that, but he has a close-knit group of friends in which I would say 75% of them are in a white guy, Asian girl couple. Is it weird that this is the one thing that puts me off? Should I go for it anyway, or should I just wait this crush out?
I think that... Listen, the future is this. 100 years from now, if the androids and the robots don't kill us, Americans are going to look brown. We're all going to look the same. Mm. We need to crossbreed as quickly as we can.
Oh.
You know, you got to date, well, I don't know.
At all?
Yeah.
Just date something.
Yeah, I shouldn't have looked at you like that. I mean, you're going to die alone.
Oh.
All right, you're going to die alone, and I'm sorry for it. Let's erase that part.
Okay.
But I just think this lady right here, date a white dude. I'm all for it now. I used to be opposed to it. But if you're an Asian guy too, date white chicks. Mm. Date a brown person. Date a black person. Date. Let's crossbreed.
Kalila, your thoughts on crossbreeding?
I think that she sounds like somebody who's probably dated the whole rainbow of men, which I applaud you for. I think you should try every single flavor on the menu. But it sounds like she's put off by the idea, not of his whiteness, but by the fact that all of his other white friends are with, majority of them are with Asian women. So she maybe feels like he could potentially have yellow fever and strictly only be attracted to Asian women. So that's what Bobby has a problem with, I think, generally. When you don't like, when you just are very specific to one thing. But if he's a good guy... And the only thing that's putting you off is his whiteness and his friends. I wouldn't let that deter you from giving him a chance.
Bobby, thank you for being an inspiration.
Oh, God. He's rereading it?
From one former addict to another, thanks. Everything you've been through and overcome makes me want to be a better person. You rock. You taught me that it's okay to be weird and to embrace it. That's all I'm saying.
Slap game. Shows for Bobby Cloud?
We're not doing a second question.
You want another one?
No.
We'll try to get out.
I mean, I I'll be real with you, man. I thought it was a good podcast, and at the end, I petered out because I got destroyed by you with your movie shit.
Oh.
And you know what? And because you put a mirror in my face, and I got to look at me, the Slept King, very handsome, on point, but still, I saw my own flaws. And
but you just don't know any Wong Kar Wai movies.
That's true. That is true. That is true. And I am going to catch up.
Yeah,
I'm going to catch up.
Every time.
Why can't I have the sticker again?
It's a decal. It's not just a sticker. So like,
I can put it on my car.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Bobby is going to be at the San Jose Improv February 10th through the 12th, and Chicago Improv February 17th to the 19th, and he's going to be in Houston March 3rd to the 5th.
Edmonton. When's Edmonton?
Edmonton is not till the month after, I think.
You're going to go to Edmonton with me?
I don't
know. Please go.
Wait, it should be pretty warm by then.
It's a disaster. We got to go.
No, I hear Edmonton's really fun.
All we're going to do is to stay at that mall the whole day. It's great. You can hear seals being trapped in cages all night.
They have seals inside the mall?
Yeah.
Why?
They have this whole otter, and at nights when you're walking through the
you know,
the hotel.
I know, I can tell that mall is a little bit backwards because they still have a photo studio where you can dress as a fucking Native American.
Oh, your picture you put.
They have a photo studio dedicated to cultural appropriation. That's how I know that this mall is a little bit on the backwards.
And we're
going
to go to the mall. We're going to do it.
And they have like trapped animals and mammals in that mall.
And they also have a church and a police station.
Oh, it's like Sim City.
It's everything in there. Really? I never leave that place. And you know what? Also, they have one of the original spaghetti factories, and I love going.
And what do you order?
I love getting the manager special. They have the Misathra cheese, and a meat sauce, and I mix it in a big thing, and it tastes so good to my belly. It does, and let's hope that my meeting tomorrow goes good, and let's hope that this week goes good, and let's hope everyone gets safe, and get in line.
Shut
Trump. Get in line.
Slept King out. Claude, really quick MMA minute. Thoughts on Cerrone and Masvidal? Fought not?
I thought it was entertaining. I thought that was probably bad.
Gobi.
Hey, come here, Gobi. Can you let her out, Georgie, please? I don't think that was a very good fight for Cerrone to take. I think that he's very coming off that Matt Brown win. I think the turnover was a little bit quick, don't you think?
A little quick. Went right into camp.
I know he's from Denver, but it's high altitude there, you know?
He looked sluggish a little. I didn't realize.
He shouldn't be if he's from there.
He goes to Mexico before his fights.
Oh, but Denver,
that helps, though,
yeah,
right?
is in altitude.
Yeah, it's still altitude.
very high altitude. I have a confession to make, and I'm just going to put it out there that I've always loved Donald Cerrone from the bottom of my heart. He's always been my MMA fighter, you know, that probably my top five favorite fighters. But there is, I think that my political sentiments are getting in the way of how I view the UFC altogether, how I view fighters, and I don't think that's fair to them as athletes, and I should put my own sentiments aside. But there was about 30% of me that was happy that he lost in his hometown to a Cuban because he's a Donald Trump supporter. There's a part of me, and I'm not going to lie about it. I still love him as a fighter. I always want to watch him fight, but there's a part of me that didn't want him to win. And there was a part of me that did a little. I don't even care for Masvidal. I mean, I respect him as a fighter.
Hey, man, street fighter.
I know. I, of course, I respect him, but I've always loved Cerrone. You know, it's always been one of my favorite fighters.
Yeah, it's when you texted me that. I was like, what?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I deserved it. But.
And look what happens. Kalila predicts. Whatever she says happens.
No way. My predictions
follow her
off.
For MMA picks.
I shouldn't have said that out loud. I feel fucked up about it. They're athletes, Kalila. They're athletes. They're athletes. That's all they are. They're athletes.
George, any announcements?
Jesus, man.
Be sure to write us a review on iTunes, please. Every review helps.
It helps so much. Actually, almost at a bunch of views on Libsyn. We're like at 900,000.
Right. So
almost a million.
This month, we hit 900,000. So we're almost there, guys. Almost to a million, which is a really big really big thing for us.
Yeah, and also you might have heard a little Easter egg that was said on the podcast earlier when Bobby asked, "What did you guys do today?" And I think George Kalila mentioned something about shirts. So be on the lookout.
Yeah, they're coming soon.
10 years later. Shirts are coming, guys. Don't worry about it.
I know.
They're cool. They're cool.
Yeah, I think they're just
first batch.
I like them. I love them.
Yeah.
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 I'm excited. And our website. Well, we shouldn't plug the website until everything is.
But just say
that. Let's take some nice photos, because those the shirts on the website aren't the official ones that are going to be there that we're making.
Right.
They're going to be a little bit nicer colors, a little more fun.
Yep. And I think that's all we have for this week. You can follow me on all forms of social media at Calamity K.
And you can follow Tiger Belly on Instagram at Tiger Belly, on Twitter at The Tiger Belly. And you can email us any questions at thetigerbelly@gmail.com. Or you can also just check out our Reddit, which is
Reddit/TigerBelly.
Thank you for the enthusiasm, George, for your own fucking project that you started.
No, it's not me, it's the fans.
P.O. Box.
Our P.O. Box.
But sing it, though. Sing it so people can get used to, like.
I don't know how to sing.
1626 North Wilcox, number 161, Hollywood, California, 90028.
That was good.
It was good, but George will not be doing the song intro of Tiger Belly. that's our show, guys. Bye.
Never mind.
No, you have to say it.
I'm going to open with a Filipino song next week.
Well, you heard it here first, guys.
I'm going to open. I'm going to tell Bobby, let me lead. Let me take the
reins.
Is it
the one I like,
Emperor,
that you and your sister do?
Yep. Don't kill it.
I'm sorry.
But it's going to be a Justice of Zaragoza jam.
Boom. Bye, guys.
Bye. See you.